Good morning. I heard my wife say ni hao, which is Jiaosen hao. Jiaosen hao. Or good morning, or ni hao. I don't know where I am this morning. So, no, we're glad to be here today, this morning at VCBC. And today, as we celebrate and remember the second Sunday of Advent, Yeah, so we're celebrating the remembering and celebrating the second Sunday of Advent today. And Advent is what we do as we lead up to Christmas. And helps us to look forward to Christmas Day when we remember the coming of Jesus Christ our Savior. And we were just singing, and I suppose it's the same in Mandarin, O come, Emmanuel. And that's a celebration of the coming of Jesus. But we also look forward to the return of Jesus. And so Advent, we look forward to Christmas and remembering Jesus' coming in the past, but we also look ahead to Jesus' coming in the future. And so we rejoice this morning that we can celebrate Advent. And we're glad we can be here together, celebrating and remembering together. And as we think about the coming of Jesus, and how he came many years ago, and how we look forward to him coming in the future, I want us to think for a few minutes on 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 7, the passage that was just read. And think about it in terms of Jesus' coming. And how, as we're faced with Jesus, we often are faced with choices as well. And we have many choices to make in life. Some of them are fairly easy ones to make. Like what to wear when you come to church this morning. Although it's easy for me, maybe not so much for my wife. But those choices seem to be fairly easy ones. And as we make choices in life, sometimes we make good ones and sometimes we make bad choices. And some of the choices we make are fairly small, and some of them are larger choices that we make. We may fill up our car with gas. And then we drive down the road just a couple of blocks, and then it's 2 cents cheaper at the next station. And they, even though it may have only cost us a dollar, it's a bit of a frustration. We feel like we made a bad choice. And those can be frustrating parts of life. Sometimes we make bad choices and they have more serious consequences. One time when Lydia and I were younger and we had more money but not much wisdom, we made an investment. And that investment was kind of a loser right from the start. And we couldn't get out of it because once we got into it, you had to sell your shares, and because it was a loser, no one wanted to buy them, so we were kind of stuck. And so we kept it for years until it finally wrapped up and we were able to get out of it. And that wasn't such a good decision that we made to invest in that. But, you know, you learn something from that. But sometimes we make really bad choices. And perhaps some of those turn out really, really badly for us. But sometimes we make good choices as well. It's not all bad news. We make good choices, and we see that we have benefited from the choice that we made. And so in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 7, John talks about some of the choices that we can make. And that's just in this short passage that that was read, 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. And the first thing that John says in verse 5,
第五节, 约翰就这样讲,
he says, this is the message we have heard from him.
他说,
so John has received a message.
所以约翰就是从主那里得到主的,
and he got this message from Jesus. He says, we got it, we received it, we heard it from him, and when we look back in verse 3, we see that John is talking about Jesus. So this is a message that John received from Jesus himself. And this message is of some importance. Because John says, I'm passing it on to you, I declare it to you. So this is a message that is of importance because John doesn't just disregard it, but this is a message that is important and needs to be passed on. So John is telling them that this is something important. This is something I've heard, now this is something you need to know as well.
所以约翰说这是很重要，我听过，但是你也需要知道，所以我要报给你们。
This is not a message that is meant to be hidden.
所以这是不是一个要隐藏的一个信息。
This is not a message that is meant to be kept to yourself.
这不是一个只是你自己一直保有的一个信息。
So as John is telling us this message, we also have a responsibility to tell others.
所以约翰告诉我们说，这个信息我们听了以后，我们也有责任要告诉其他的人。
Because if John thought this message was important enough to tell others, when we receive it, we should also understand this is an important message that we need to tell to others. So when that message comes, it comes with a responsibility. It comes with a responsibility to pass it on to others, to share it. But we might not want to tell. We might want to hold that message in for ourselves. Because we say that knowledge is power. And if I can control knowledge, I can have some kind of power. And we might think that the more I know and the less that other people know means that I have more power, I have more control. But that's not the way it should be. As we learn about God, we should want to tell others about it, God as well. As we read God's Word, as we hear from others who teach us God's Word, we should want to share that.
我们从神那里领受他的话语，或是其他人教导我们，我们也希望把这个跟其他人分享。
We should want to pass that on to others who need to hear that same message.
我们需要把其他有需要认识这个的人，我们把这个消息传递下去。
So here is the message that John has.
这里就是约翰他有的这个信息的内容。
He says God is light.
他说神就是光。
He says in him there is no darkness at all.
在他里面毫无黑暗。
And so that's the very simple message that John has for the people he's writing to and for us today, that God is light.
这个是个很简单的消息，这个是约翰从神那里所接受的，他要当时的人，还有今天的我们要明白神就是光。
And we see that John, in the Gospel of John, talks about Jesus being the light.
我们在约翰福音也读过了，约翰说耶稣就是光。
So it's the same John that wrote the Gospel of John and what we're looking at today, the first John.
约翰一书跟约翰福音同样，都是约翰所写的。
And in the Gospel of John, John also talks about the light.
在约翰福音，约翰也同样讲到耶稣就是光。
And when we look at that, we see that clearly that John is talking about Jesus.
所以我们在念的时候，我们就很清楚地明白，约翰讲的就是耶稣基督。
So just as an example, in John chapter 1,
好像约翰福音第一章。
And he's talking about Jesus.
他是讲关于耶稣基督。
And in verse 4 and 5, he says, In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
约翰福音第一章第四、第五节，他说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
And so you see that same idea of light and darkness there.
你就看见同样一个道理，就是光跟黑暗。
That Jesus is this light that shines in the darkness.
耶稣基督就是这个光，他的光是照在黑暗里的。
And then in John chapter 1 verse 8,
在约翰福音第一章第八节，
John is writing and he writes about John the Baptist.
他是写有关于这个施洗约翰。
And he says about John the Baptist, he says, John the Baptist himself was not the light, he came only as a witness to the light.
他说施洗约翰不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
And in verse 9 he says, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
然后第一章第九节，他那里说，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
So when we read that whole passage at the beginning of the Gospel of John, we realize that he is talking about Jesus. Jesus is this light.
所以我们念约翰福音第一章开始的时候，我们知道约翰所写的就是耶稣基督，他就是那个真光，要照亮一切。
And so in 1 John, when John says that God is light, he is also talking about Jesus there.
所以约翰一书第一章那里讲的，他就是光，就是耶稣基督，他就是那个光。
That Jesus is this light of the world.
耶稣基督就是世界的光。
And Jesus and God are the same, so John can say that God is light as he's also saying Jesus is light, because Jesus and God are the same.
所以耶稣基督跟上帝是一样，上帝是光，耶稣基督就是光，所以上帝跟耶稣是一样的。
And this is a very basic truth we need to understand when we, especially when we think about Christmas.
当我们来思想圣诞的时候，这是个非常重要我们要明白的真理。
Because we think about the light coming into the world.
因为我们想这个光来到这个世界上。
The light of the world comes into the world in the form of a baby, of baby Jesus.
这个世上的光来到这个世界上，是用一个婴孩的模式来到这里。
And so that's the message that John has for us.
这个就是约翰要告诉我们的信息。
And the message he wants us to pass on to others, that God is light.
这个信息他要我们要传递出去的，就是神就是光。
So what does he mean when he says that God is light?
他说神就是光，究竟是什么意义呢？
He's talking about God having knowledge.
他意思是说神是有智慧，有知识。
That he is all knowledge.
他是全知的神。
He knows everything.
他是所有事情都知道的。
If I don't know something,
要是有些事情我不晓得，
we say that I've been kept in the dark.
我就说我是在蒙在黑暗里面。
Because in the darkness, it means you don't know something. When you're in the light, it means you know something.
要是你在黑暗里面，意思就是我们有时候事情我们是不明白不理解。要是我们在光中，我们就知道了，清楚了。
And so as he says that God is light, he means that God knows everything.
所以他说神就是光，意思就是说神是全知的。
And we can read in Hebrews chapter 4 that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight.
我们在希伯来书第四章那里说。在世上没有一件事在神面前是隐藏的。
Even our thoughts and our attitudes, God knows all of those things.
就是我们的心思意念，神都是全知的。
So there is nothing hidden from Him. He knows all.
所以没有任何事情能在神的面前隐藏的，他一切都知道。
And so when He says that God is light, it means God knows everything.
所以他说神就是光，意思就是说神知道一切的事情。
He also is saying that God is pure, that God is holy.
他也说神是圣洁的，神是清洁的。
There's no evil or wrongdoing in God.
在他里面没有罪恶，没有任何的错事。
There's no sin in him at all.
在他里面没有任何的罪。
Sometimes we might be able to live our lives in such a way that on the outside it looks like we are perfect.
有时候我们可以活得在外面看起来是完全是完美的。
But it doesn't consider our heart, our thoughts, and our actions, or our motives.
只是我们没有看清楚我们里面这个动机、你的心态、你的所有的意念。
When God looks at those things, when God looks at our heart,
但是要是神看我们的心看我们的里面的时候
Even on the outside, if everything looks good, God looks at our heart and he sees sin.
尽管外面看起来一切都很好但是神看见我们里面都能够把我们的罪孽看出来
But John is saying there's none of that in God.
但是约翰说在神里面没有这一切
And we can't really understand that fully.
但是这个我们不能够全明白
Because if we really look at ourselves, we think that we know that we are not perfect.
这个我们要是我们自己看自己的手，其实我们也知道我们不是完美的。
And so we wonder how somebody could be perfect, how God could be perfect.
所以我们很难想象，究竟有人能够完美吗？神怎么能够是一个完美的神？
But God is perfect.
但是神就是那个完全的神。
John says that God is light, and there is no darkness in Him at all.
约翰说神就是光在他里面毫无黑暗
So there's nothing wrong with God. There's no sin in God. He is perfect.
所以神是没有任何的错失没有任何的罪恶他是一个完美的神
And this is the God that came down into the world.
就是这个神他是亲自来到这个世界上
And he is the light of the world.
他就是这个世上的光
Then John goes on.
然后约翰就继续
So after he's established this truth about God to the people that he's writing to,
然后他要把这个真理要写给他要写的这个读者说神就是光这个真理
Then he takes that truth and he applies it to the people that he's talking to here in this letter.
然后他就把这个真理就把它应用在他写给他的读者的身上
He says, now what about us?
那他说我们现在应该怎么样呢？
If God is here and God is light, what are we going to do about it?
要是神就在这里，要是神就是光，那我们该做什么呢？
How do we respond to that light?
我们应该怎么回应这个光？
And we see he talks about two responses.
然后这里他讲过，我们有两个的回应可以做。
The first is that we walk in darkness.
第一个他说我们在黑暗中行。
And really the problem is when we're walking in darkness, but we say that we are walking with God, that's not really true.
问题这个是不是一个真正的现状，要是说我们是与神同行，但是我们是行在黑暗中。
John uses very difficult, very straightforward language here.
约翰在这里做是一个很直接，是一个比较难的用词来说。
He says, if we're saying we're walking with God, but we're really walking in darkness, we're lying.
他说我们若是说与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，这就是谎话。
Sometimes those things are hard for our ears to hear.
这个我们听了很不顺耳。
When someone confronts us so directly like that.
因为有人直接的向我们挑战。
So he's saying we're not living out the truth. He says if we might claim that we are walking with God, but we're not really, and that's a problem. He says that's not the way we should be living. If we say one, start saying one thing and do another, that's a problem. It's a problem for God. Because God looks at us, and He looks at our hearts, and He sees us, and He sees the sin in us. But it's also a problem for us with each other. Because we're saying, because people see that we're saying one thing, but we're doing another. Others will realize that we're not trustworthy. We're not reliable. And you see the importance of that. Because we've been given this message to share. But if in our walk with other people, in the relationships we have with different people, if we're saying one thing and doing another, when we come to share them an essential truth of life that God is light, they're going to have trouble believing
it.
And so we need to be careful that we're not walking in darkness, but that we're walking in the light. Because we know that causes us a problem. If I tell you that I'm going to call you on Tuesday, and then I don't, you know, that might be okay, but you'll start to wonder, okay, why didn't he call? What's wrong? And it might be okay if you do it once. But if you do it again, and you do it a third time, then people aren't going to believe you no matter what you say. And what if you want to talk to them about something even bigger in life? Talk to them about God. They're going to have trouble believing. And so, he gives a warning and he says, you have a choice to make. He says, if we claim to have fellowship with him and yet we walk in the darkness, we lie. So if we say we're close to God, we're walking in the light, but that doesn't match with how we're actually living, then that's a problem. And that can be a problem as we have this message to share. But one of the important things to note here is that John is not talking to us and telling us these things so we can look at others. He wants us to stop and look at ourselves. If it makes us uncomfortable as we think that maybe John is talking directly to us, that might be a good thing. Because the Word of God does that to us sometimes. It speaks to our hearts and convicts us. So we need to first look at ourselves and say, what choices have I made? Have I made the choice to walk in darkness? Or as he says in verse 7, we can make the choice to walk in the light. It says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light,
要是他说我们要是行在光明中，好像神在光明中。
So we have that choice. We have that ability to choose and say, I'm going to walk in the light.
所以我们也可以选择，我们有这个能力可以做这个选择，走在光明中。
And as we walk with God,
要是我们与神同行，
He will show us the way He wants us to go.
他就能照亮我们该走的路。
He'll lead us and direct us and point us in the right way.
他会带领我们，指引我们走正确的路。
And help us to do the right thing.
也帮助我们做正确的事情。
So we have that choice to walk in the light or to walk in darkness.
所以我们有这个选择，我们可以行在黑暗中，也可以行在光明中。
And as we think about walking in the light, I'm reminded of what Paul says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 25.
要是我们想走在光明中，我就想起在加拉太书保罗怎么说。
In Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, Paul says,Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
保罗说，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
I like that picture of keeping in step with the Spirit.
我喜欢这句话，他说我们是跟圣灵同步。
Of walking in the light is another way to put that.
我们怎么说是走在光明中呢？就是说跟圣灵。
We think of walking in a dark room and you've got a flashlight.
要是我们想在一个黑的房间里面，要是我们有一个手电筒。
You shine the light to see where you can walk.
要是你把它开了，你就能够看见你有走的路。
You're following the light. You want to walk in the light. You don't want to walk in the darkness because you don't know where you may step.
你是希望跟着这个手电筒的光来走，你不希望走在黑暗里面。
So we walk in the light, because that's good, it shows us. I think too of the picture of walking in heavy snow. If you've ever had the opportunity to walk in heavy snow and you're the first one in, it's to walk, it's very difficult.
要是你有这个经验，在一个很大雪的那个地上，你是走在前面那一个，很难走的。
But if you've got to walk through heavy snow and someone has gone ahead of you,
要是前面有人走了，已经走开整个路的话
，You know what you do, right?
你就可以，你知道你可以怎么做
？You step in their footsteps.
你就跟着他们的脚踪去走。
Because they've led the way.
因为他们。带领你，指引你该怎么走。
And it's easier to go that way.
这样走就很容易了。
And so we keep in step with the Spirit.
所以我们是跟圣灵同步同行。
And that Spirit is light and guides our way.
那圣灵就是那个光，它是指引带领我们的路。
And so we have this idea, this image of us walking in the light, and that's how God wants us to walk.
我们就有这个理念哦，我们怎么去带？就是神就是那个光，带领我们前行。
He wants us to follow Him.
他希望我们跟着他的脚踪去走。
So Jesus is this light of the world.
耶稣就是这个世界的光。
Jesus is God. There's no darkness in Him.
耶稣就是神，在他里面毫无黑暗。
And He brings that He was the light come into the world.
他就说，他就是那个来到这个世上的光。
And he is the light.
他就是那个光。
And then we have a choice to either walk in that light or not.
我们是有个抉择，我们可以跟着这个光来走。
And I don't want us to think that this is just a choice we make once.
我不希望我们有这个错误的感觉，以为我们只是做一次的决定就可以。
It's not that just at one point in our life we say, okay, I'm going to walk in the light.
不是说在生命某一点说，哦，好，我就跟着那个光走。
The reality of life is that we make that choice all the time.
在事实上，在生命中，我们是常常要做这个抉择的。
Am I going to make this choice that I'm faced with in life? Am I going to make it walking in the light or in the darkness?
我们常常要做这个决定，我们是要走在光明中呢，还是我们走在黑暗中？
Is this choice going to reflect Jesus, the light of the world, or not?
我们这个选择能够反映耶稣就是那个光吗？
And I think we make those choices all the time.
我想我们是常常要需要做这个决定的。
Even after we finish the service here,
就是我们今天完了这个敬拜以后
and we're talking to one another,
可能我们彼此交谈的时候
we have a choice to make. The words we say to one another, are they going to come from the light or from the darkness? Are my words going to be words that build up or tear down? Are these words going to be words that encourage or discourage people? And sometimes we make the wrong choice. And we move over to the darkness. But what happens when we do that? When we don't make the right choice? When we don't choose to walk in the light? We step back into the light. Just like if you're walking in a dark room with a flashlight to light your way. You may find yourself off in the darkness, but you can get yourself back on the right path. And so we need to move back into the light. And make that choice. And say, I'm not going to walk in the darkness, but I'm going to walk in the light. And the amazing thing is that God is a God of love, of grace, and mercy. And God allows us to do that. He accepts us back into the light. So when we realize we've done something wrong, we don't despair. But we go back to the light. And just a few verses on in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So there's no need to despair. If we've made that choice and walked in the darkness, God will accept us. We just come, we confess our sins, and we walk in the light. So we experience that in our life on a daily basis, the light of the world. Jesus has come into the world bringing life and bringing light. And in verse 7, it says the results of that. We have fellowship with one another. And we enjoy the purification of all of our sins by the blood of Jesus. And we have fellowship with God. All these things come because the light of the world, Jesus, has come into the world. And so we can make choices. We can choose the light. We can choose to walk the right path. We can choose to live a life that pleases God. And here at Christmas, this is a time to make that right choice. To choose to walk in the light. To let the light of Christ shine through us. Because this is the message that John had. And this is the message that we need to pass on. That God is light and that light has come to the world. And that's the Christmas message that we remember here at this second Sunday of Advent. Let me pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy. And Lord, as we maybe have not walked in the light the way we should have, We come and we ask that you would forgive us.
我们来到你的面前，求你饶恕我们。
And help us to walk in the light.
帮助我们能够走在光明中。
Help us to walk in the light so that others can see your light.
帮助我们走在光中，以致其他的人都能够看见这个光。
And help us to share the light of the world, of Jesus Christ.
帮助我们能够分享耶稣基督，他就是世上的光。
So that others may know.
以致其他人都能够认识他。
At Christmas, when we remember the birth of Jesus,
当圣诞我们来庆祝耶稣基督降生的时候，
help us also to carry that message that God is light.
帮助我们能够带出这个信息，神就是光。
And help us to share that with others who need to hear.
帮助我们把这个信息跟其他有需要的人来分享。
We ask in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.